the Muses. One of the original Titans, Mnemosyne, Memory, was mother, by Zeus, to 9 highly intelligent and creative daughters, the Muses, who lived at various times on Mount Helicon, where the Hippocrene Fountain later played, on Mount Parnassus, above Delphi, and in Pieria, in Thessaly, where the Pierian Spring, the metaphorical source of all the arts and sciences, flowed. The Pierides came from Pieria too. They were 9 sisters who made the mistake of challenging the Muses, only to be turned into birds for their troubles. Alexander Pope references Pieria as the fount of all wisdom and knowledge in this well-known couplet from his Essay on Criticism. A little learning is a dangerous thing. Drink deep, or taste not the Pierian spring. We think of the Muses today as patron saints of the arts in general, and private sources of inspiration in particular. "Oh, for a muse of fire," cries the chorus at the opening of Henry V. "He or she is my muse," we might say, of those who fire our creativity and spur us on to greatness. The Muses can be found in music, amusements, museums, and general musings. W. H. Auden believed that the image of a capricious goddess whispering ideas in the poet's ear was the best way of accounting for the maddening unreliability of creative inspiration. Sometimes she gives you gold, sometimes you read back what she has dictated and see that it is dross. The Muses' mother might be Memory, but their father is Zeus, whose faithless inconstancy is the subject of many stories yet to come. But let us meet these 9 sisters, each of whom represents and stands patron to their own particular art form. Calliope. Rather an undignified linguistic end meets Calliope, the muse of epic poetry. Somehow she became a steam-powered organ commonly played in fairgrounds, which are just about the only places where you will hear her name spoken today. To Ovid, she was the chief of all the Muses. Her name means beautiful voice, and she gave birth to Orpheus, the most important musician in all Greek history. The finest poets, Homer, Virgil, and Dante included, invoked her aid when embarking on their great epics. Clio. Now relegated to a model of Renault motor car and a series of awards in the advertising industry, Clio, or Cleo, famous, was the muse of history. She was responsible for proclaiming, for noising abroad, and making famous the deeds of the great. America's oldest debating union, founded in Princeton by James Madison, Aaron Burr, and others, is called the Cleosophical Society, in her honour. Euterpe. Muse of music itself, the delightful and joyous Euterpe bore, by the river god Strymon, the Thracian king Rhesus, who went on to play a very minor part in the Trojan War. Whether he gave his name to the monkeys that in turn went on to describe types of human blood factor is not agreed upon. Erato. Erato was the muse of lyric and love poetry. Her name is related to Eros and the erotic, and she has sometimes been represented in art with a golden arrow to suggest the connection. Turtle doves and the myrtle are common symbols associated with her, as is the lute. Melpomene. The tragic muse, Melpomene, whose name derives from a Greek verb meaning to celebrate with dance and song, represented originally the chorus and then the whole of tragedy, a very important fusing of music, poetry, drama, masque, dance, song, and religious celebration. Tragic actors wore a type of thick-soled boot to give the actors added height and with it metaphorical stature too, called a buskin in English and the cothurnus in Greek, and Melpomene is usually depicted either holding or wearing these, as well as, of course, the famous tragic mask with its unhappy, down-curved lips. Along with her sister Terpsichore, she was a mother to the sirens. Polyhymnia. Hymnos is the Greek for praise, and Polyhymnia was the muse of hymns, of sacred music, dance, poetry, and rhetoric, as well as, slightly randomly, one might think, agriculture, pantomime, geometry, and meditation. I suppose today we would call her the muse of mindfulness. She is usually portrayed as a rather serious figure, finger held pensively to her mouth, caught in an attitude of solemn rumination. She is another contender, along with Calliope, for mother of the heroes Orpheus and Linus. Terpsichore. Cheese shop owner. Oh, I thought you were complaining about the bouzouki player. Customer. Oh, heaven forbid! I am one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse. This dialogue from Monty Python's immortal cheese shop sketch introduced many, myself included, to Terpsichore, the muse of the dance. Thalia. The finest, funniest, friendliest muse of all, Thalia supervised the comic arts and idyllic poetry. Her name derives from the Greek verb for to flourish, which also gave us, via the word for a flourishing green shoot, the element thallium, a favourite of crime writers and criminal poisoners. Like her tragic counterpart Melpomene, she sports actor's boots and a mask, hers being the cheerful, smiling one, of course, but she is wreathed in ivy and carries a bugle and a trumpet. Urania. Urania derives her name from Uranus, the primal god of the heavens, and a great-grandfather of the nine sisters. She is the muse who presides over astronomy and the stars. She is also considered a figure of universal love, a kind of Greek version of the Paraclete or Holy Spirit.